You don't think we've had a busy day today?
No.
No? You look tired.
I'm not tired, are you?
Yeah, I'm tired.
I'm not.
Are you not? You should be.
I'm not tired, Mummy.
You've been playing in the park today, haven't you? You've been doing lots of running around. Didn't you?
Have you?
Yeah. You were a big girl yesterday, weren't you, walking all the way to nursery? Yesterday morning, weren't you? Hey?
I'll get to that.
Do you want to walk to nursery tomorrow?
Yeah, I want to look like this.
Were you not tired walking to nursery?
No.
No? You're a big girl, you, aren't you?
Yeah.
You can take your boots off now.
Okay. Have you?
Yeah, I've taken my shoes off now.
I can't do move it.
So what did you do in nursery today?
I don't know.
You don't know? You didn't go into school today, did you?
Yeah, but I went to school what see it was.
Yeah, you went into school yesterday to see what it was like, didn't you?
I thought to see what it was.
And you'll be going on Tuesday again. Not next Tuesday, because there's no nursery next Tuesday.
No nursery!
No nursery all week.
Aww.
And no school for the boys either.
No work for Daddy.
Well, Daddy's got to go to work, but he's taken a couple of days off. So he won't be going back to work till Thursday.
Dad, you won't be going back to work on Friday.
Thursday. Yeah. Got to go to work tomorrow and
tomorrow.
Friday. Yeah, just like you've got to go to school tomorrow and Friday. And then it's the weekend.
The weekend.
And then he's got 5 days off.
Five?
Yes, because we might be going down to London as well.
P-A-N.
Take Auntie Liz back to London.
London?
Yeah.
Auntie Liz?
Yeah.
Liz doesn't live in London.
No, but that's where she's going to get the plane from when she goes back to Florida.
Florida. We want to go back to Florida too.
We do, don't we?
So we have to go with Liz.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
Do we have to go on the train station?
No. Because we're going to drive to London, because we're going to stay with Auntie Debbie for a little while.
Auntie Debbie?
Yeah, Auntie Debbie.
Is Liz going to come?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to have a sleepover.
Yep.
Sleepover?
Yeah.
Hey, Mummy.
Yes.
You know, just like we did when we went there.
That's right.
Mummy.
What, darling?
But on a Wednesday or a Tuesday or a Friday or a Saturday?
Oh, I can't remember now.
Can you not?
No, it'll be the weekend, I would imagine.
The weekend?
Yeah.
And what's the weekend?
Saturday and Sunday's the weekend.
Saturday and Monday.
Be careful, Hannah.
What?
What did you do?
Nothing.
Be careful, you don't bang your head or something. And who came to play with you yesterday?
I don't know.
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Charlotte came here to play, didn't she?
Yeah, but did his mum and dad leave her?
Well, I brought her here, didn't I? When I went to pick up the boys from school yesterday, I brought Charlotte back to our house as well, didn't I?
Yeah, but where did I go?
You stayed here with Auntie Liz, didn't you? You were watching television.
Telly.
You were watching Bubble and Squeak, I think. Weren't you?
Downstairs.
Yeah. So do you not play with Charlotte in school?
No, I play with a big girl.
A big girl. Do you know what her name is?
No.
No.
You?
No, I didn't see you, did I? I didn't see who you were playing with.
Can I bring this in?
Can we do that? Patrick, come under your bed?
Yeah. Mummy, it can't get popped now. Can it not?
No.
Because it's in my bed.
As long as you don't squash it, it won't pop.
If I don't squash it, it won't pop. And it can someone do squash it? Mummy, do you think it's got a hole in?
No. If it had a hole in it, it wouldn't be up in the air, would it?
No.
It would be lying on the floor. With no air in it.
What?
If it had a hole in it, it would be lying on the floor with no air in it. What are you doing now?
I'm going to the toilet. Mummy, you stay here.
Okay. You're putting your dressing gown on again, are you? Oh, I know what you did today, Hannah, at nursery. You got another sticker today, didn't you?
Yeah, but where is my sticker?
I don't know, I'm not sure.
Here it is.
You got a sticker for seeing the firemen today, didn't you?
Yeah, they.
Did you see some men with a big fire engine?
Yeah, there were lots.
Were there?
There were. One came in and another one. And another one and another one.
Really?
I think there was 1, 2, 3, 4.
Four, what's there?
Let me count this.
1, 2, 3, 4.
So there must be 4. There wasn't 5, there was 4.
And did you go out and see the fire engine?
Yeah, because... You know, if you don't want to go with the hole, you have to stay with Mrs. Bingham.
Right.
And if you do, you go to the firemen. You have to go to the firemen.
Did you go have a go on the hose? Did you?
Yeah, you have to pull it like this.
Wow. Did everybody do it, or did some people stay with Mrs. Bingham?
All of the people did it.
Did they?
Yeah, because some people didn't want to.
Did they not?
No.
But you wanted to.
Yeah, because it wasn't scary.
No, it's not scary, is it?
Mummy, is the police naughty?
No, the police are good.
Yeah, because they don't tell you what.
No, well, they don't tell you off unless you're being naughty. If somebody's being naughty, then they go and tell them off and put them in jail.
But we're in jail.
Yeah, they've been naughty.
I've not been naughty.
No, you're a good girl, aren't you?
Yeah, because if children say, I'm a good girl, and then the police say, you are.
Mm.
That's what the police say to you when you're good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they say, you're very good, and you're very good at listening to the police.
Do you play with a little girl called Holly in nursery?
No, just Louise.
Don't you play with Holly? Is it Holly Ridings?
No.
You not play with her?
I play with Louise and Anna.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
You not play with anyone else?
No.
Why?
Because I have to play with 2 friends.
Yeah.
But you don't play with 10 friends.
You can play with lots of friends, Hannah.
Well, I don't like to.
Well, you should do. You should play with other people as well. What happens if Louise isn't at nursery one day? Who are you going to play with?
Someone else, and I won't go to nursery if Louise isn't there.
Yeah, you will. You can't not go to nursery just because Louise isn't there, can you?
What?
You've got other friends, Hannah.
Yeah, but if I... Well, if I wasn't feeling very well and I wouldn't go and Louise wouldn't play with me.
No, that's right. But if Louise wasn't well and you were at nursery, who are you going to play with?
Anna.
And what if Anna wasn't well?
I won't play with her.
So who will you play with then?
Just Louise again.
What if Louise and Anna are both sick?
I won't play with them.
Well, who will you play with?
Anna.
Well, no, what if Anna's sick as well? What if Louise and Anna are both sick? They're both poorly at home, and you go to nursery. Who would you play with?
Holly.
Holly. Do you play with Holly sometimes then?
Yeah.
Do you play with Bailey?
Bailey Kay?
Yeah.
Do you mean Bailey Kay?
Yes.
Yeah?
I do.
Anna plays Louise.
And when you go back to school...
And Anna.
Yeah. And listen, you know when you go to school... You'll be back with all your other friends as well, because all your other friends will be going.
Hey, yeah.
Nancy will be going, and Holly Megson, and Ellie.
Let's talk.
Well, that's not nice. Why are you saying that to me? Do you want me to go away?
No.
Well, that's not a nice thing to say to Mummy, is it?
Mummy, what did you say when people stop talking?
Why do you want me to stop talking?
Because.
Because what?
Because I'm busy.
Okay, well, I'll go away then if you're busy. I'll go and do something else if you're too busy to talk to me.
Not now.
Okay. What are you playing with? What should we do, Han?
Wait.
Who's that?
Dora.
Dora the bear.
Happy birthday, bear. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Singing happy birthday to you.
No, it isn't.
Isn't it?
No, it's saying. It says, listen.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Mum's doing happy birthday to the bear.
That's a happy birthday bear, isn't it?
Happy birthday, happy birthday.
Well, look.
I know, I heard it, Hannah.
Happy bear, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Why did you do that silly face?
Because it's a silly thing. Mm,
that's enough now. And who bought you this bear?
Chris!
Yeah. Going to buy some more clothes for your bear.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought you might like to buy some more clothes. Katie has this bear as well, didn't she?
Mummy.
Yes, darling.
Mummy needs to get ready.
Does she? Is she going somewhere?
Yep.
Where is she going?
She's going to school.
Is she?
She's a big girl.
Is she? Wow, that's exciting, isn't it? It's she putting lipstick on to go to school?
Yeah.
Are you going to put lipstick on when you go to school?
Yeah.
Are you? Do people put lipstick on when they go to school?
Yeah.
Do you think Charlotte puts lipstick on when she goes to school?
Yeah, because she has the lipstick.
Oh.
People have to have lipstick and bears. Bears have to have lipstick if they pretend.
I see.
Hey, stop rubbing me on.
We have to get your hair cut as well. Should we get Chris to cut your hair?
Chris?
Yeah, do you want Chris to cut your hair?
Yeah, but where's the bag for this?
Oh, here.
Mommy, why did you move it?
Sorry. Chris cuts Katie's hair and Charlotte's hair.
Why don't Chris to cut my hair?
Do you want Chris to cut your hair as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. You might get her to cut your hair tomorrow. That'd be good, won't it? And you're having your picture taken at nursery on Friday. And the boys are having their picture done. You might have your picture taken with the boys as well.
Will I?
You might do.
When it's Jamie's party?
No, Jamie's party's on Saturday. At nursery or at school you might have your picture taken.
The boys?
We'll have to put your hair up as well, won't we? Put your party bubbles in for nursery. And your picture
happy
taken.
Happy birthday, Bear. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Bear. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. That's the best song.
Mm.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Bear. Mommy, which one do you think the bear is wearing? Silver or pink?
I think pink, because she's wearing a pink dress, isn't she?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely. You're very good at putting that on, aren't you?
And what colour is her feet?
I don't know what colour's her feet.
White. If a mix pink and silver, what will that make?
I don't know.
Pink. White.
Does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can put it on her feet.
That's clever, isn't it?
You can put it all over her.
We'll have to move your birthday card soon as well, won't we?
Why?
Why? Because it's not your birthday anymore. We'll have to move them to make room for Jamie's cards, won't we?
Hey, do you have to put mine on the windowsill?
Well, we'll have to put them away.
Why?
Because your birthday's finished now, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's for my friends.
I know. Do you want to keep them, put them away somewhere?
I know. I'm going to put them in my bedroom.
Put them in your bedroom?
Yeah. I put them in my bedroom.
Yeah. Where are you going to put them?
On
the bookshelf?
On top of it.
Right.
Well, I'm going to move all this stuff.
Are you?
Because I'm going to put some more on here.
Right, on the floor there?
Yep, here. Some is going to go. So I have to move all of these. Ooh, this is going to go. Remember, what's this?
That's a duck, isn't it?
Yeah. Is this soap?
No, it's not soap.
What is it?
I'm not sure what it is. Can I have a look?
Oh. It's India.
Oh, maybe, yeah, it's bath and shower gel. So that stuff inside you could put in your bath. Do you want to put that in your bath tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I'll do it.
Okay. Well, I don't think, because you don't want it all in, do you? You got that from Tilly.
Tilly?
Yeah, do you remember Tilly?
Yeah.
She didn't come to your party though, did she?
Why?
It's too far away, because she lives in London. We might go and see her. Do you want to go and see her maybe when we go down to London next week?
London?
Yeah.
What's London?
You know what London is. London is a place. London is where Auntie Debbie lives. And Elise.
But we know how to get there.
Yeah, we do know how to get there. Happy birthday, Bear. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Oh. You don't want me to sing?
My bear is getting ready to go to school. Big school.
Oh, has she got a school bag?
No.
No. Who's going to be her teacher?
You.
Me? I'm not a teacher, am I?
But pretend.
All right, okay.
I'm playing a game.
And what's my name then?
Pretend you're Mrs. Rabbit.
Okay then.
And pretend she has two teachers. I'm called Mrs. Hannah.
Mrs. Hannah?
Yeah.
Right.
That's what my name and my staff. But we're starting now.
Shouldn't you be Miss Cowley?
Miss Cowley?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
That's your name.
Yeah, yeah. I have to be Miss Cowley. And you have... You're called Mrs. Roberts, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You're getting ready to go to big school, aren't you?
Am I your helper then?
You can be my helper.
Or are you my helper?
I'm your helper.
Okay then.
Funny, how do you put the shoes on for me? Can you put the shoes on for me?
I can do, yeah. Miss Cowley.
For me with Mrs. Roberts.
And what's this little girl's name?
This is Cook, the half day bear of the birthday. That's what she's called.
She's called a birthday bear, is she?
No, she's called a birthday bear.
There you go, Miss Cowley. I have put her shoes on.
Okay, you're going to go to big school, aren't you?
That sounds like a good idea. Are we at school now, or is she walking to school, or is she driving in the car?
Well, I'm going to be her mummy first.
Okay.
Because we're walking there.
Oh, are you walking to school?
You're going to go to big school, aren't you? She's going to big school.
Is she excited?
Yeah. We need to get you a chair. We need a hard chair. Then I do have a hard chair, Mrs. Roberts.
A hard chair?
Yeah.
How about, should we make this a chair?
No!
She could sit there.
What?
There we go.
I think he doesn't want to.
Does he not want to sit on that chair?
No. Move and sit. Chelsea, do you not want to sit on that chair? That's what I have to say.
You don't want to sit on that chair, little girl? Birthday baby, would you like to sit on this chair? No. How about this chair here? This is a good chair. No. Oh, are you the bear's mummy?
Yep.
Do you want to tell your little girl to sit on that chair, please?
Do you want to sit on that chair? She doesn't want to.
She doesn't want to. Oh, where does she want to sit then?
Well, that is my house.
Does she want to sit here on the floor next to me?
Well, watch.
There we go.
She doesn't want to sit.
She doesn't want to sit.
No, she doesn't want to sit on the floor.
Does she want to sit on my lap?
Well, she doesn't like to.
No? Is she crying?
No.
No.
She just wants to sit on this.
Does she? Okay.
What?
There you go, you sit on there then. That's a nice place for you to sit.
Up. She won't stay.
There we go.
Keep in so I know what.
There we go. Super. Right.
Super.
Right, Miss Kelly, what are we going to do today?
Well, let's move this.
What's the first thing that we do at school, Hannah?
The first thing that we do...
Do you take the register?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Playtime!
Is it playtime?
Yep. You need to play. Come on, play.
Who's her friend to play with?
She doesn't have the friends.
Why?
Because all her friends are...
Oh, how about here? Here, Hannah. How about there's a little girl here that she might want to play with?
Oh.
Princess, this is Minnie. Would you like to play with Minnie? She's got pink clothes just like you.
But she hasn't got these shoes.
No, she hasn't got these. She's got different shoes, hasn't she?
Yeah, because she's got white and she's got that.
Yeah, she's got light pink and Minnie's got dark pink, hasn't she? Hello, my name is Minnie. Oh, Miss Cowley, why won't she play with me?
Because she's scared of mouses.
Is she?
Yeah.
Oh.
But she's not scared of babies.
But I want to play with someone. I've got a friend who's a baby. How about baby horse? Would you like to play with baby horse?
Well?
Baby pony?
Then she's scared of.
She's scared of ponies as well. That's no good, is it?
I'm going home. Because I don't want to go to school. Where are you going?
Is she crying?
Yeah.
Why is she crying?
Because she doesn't feel very well.
Oh dear, what's the matter with her?
She's sick.
Is she sick?
Yeah, well, that's why she can't go to school, Mrs. Roberts.
Oh dear. Well, maybe if she just has a lie down for a little bit.
Oh yeah.
And then maybe she'll feel better in a bit.
Okay.
Well, would she like to do some gluing or some sticking?
No.
No. How about snack time?
Snack time?
Yeah, we have milk and biscuits.
We don't have biscuits today.
We don't have biscuits. What are we having today?
We got bananas, apples and oranges.
Oh, okay. Then we've got fruit. So would she like some fruit?
Like some fruit? She wants a pear.
She wants a pear. Okay. Here we go. Here's a pear. There
Thanks.
You go. Does she like that pear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she feeling better now?
No.
No? Oh dear, what should we do? Would she like a drink?
Well, drinks make her cough.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh. I don't know what to do. What should we do, Miss Cowley?
Well, she will have a lie down on there.
No, I don't think she should lie on the windowsill. No. Because the sun might burn her and we've got no sun cream.
Yeah, but toys don't burn. Look, do you know these are not burning?
But I thought she was a little girl. Oh dear.
She's not a little girl, she's a big girl.
Okay, well, you move her then.
Oh, let's get her. Come. She's got sun cream on.
Has she got sun cream on now?
Yep.
Oh, good. Is she feeling better lying down there in the windowsill?
Well, not really.
Are you feeling hot now?
Am I feeling hot?
No, are you feeling hot?
No.
You've taken your
just
dressing gown off.
Sit down for a minute. Could you have her for me, Mr. Roberts?
I can hold her for you. What are you doing, Hannah?
I'm just in this zone.
Why?
So.
Now leave the curtains open, Hannah. Hannah, leave the curtains open, it'll be too dark otherwise. Close the curtains, we won't be able to see anything, will we?
Is it small?
No, Hannah, we don't need the light on the curtains shut, do we?
Well, we might see.
Right, I think it's story time.
Story time?
Yep, should we read a story? Do you want to read a story, Miss Cowley, or shall I read a story?
I will.
You will, good. Oh, I like story time. Miss Cowley is going to read a story now, and she's very good at reading stories.
Yes, I am.
Let's have Nicola throws her knickers in the air.
Well, we don't have that story.
All right, okay. Go on, then you read a story then. What story are we going to have today?
This is her chair.
Yep, that's her chair. Why don't you put it over here next to Minnie?
Well, she wants to sit here.
Right.
So we need a shoe. Because if we don't have a shoe, she might go like that.
She might fall over.
So let's get a shoe.
Right.
And then she won't fall over.
Okie dokie.
So, do you want this one? I think this one is a scary book.
Dragon book? Is that a scary story?
Scary one. Let me get a very nice one for big children. Ooh, how about this one? How about this one?
That looks like a good story. That's a Pooh Bear story, isn't it?
That's a Pooh Bear story, isn't it?
That's a Pooh Bear story, isn't it?
Yeah, let's read that. Once upon a time, Pooh Bear was looking at the sky. And then they ran off to Mum, who's that? I mean, Mr. Roberts. What's that buddy called?
That rabbit is called Rabbit.
Rabbit?
Yeah.
And they searched off for Rabbit's house. Then they searched off to another one's. They went to Owl's house for a bit of play. But Tigger was standing on the rabbit!
He was standing on his rabbit's tummy!
Yeah, why were he doing that?
I don't know.
Because I thought the rabbit was a chick. I think he thought he was a trampoline.
Did he?
Yeah.
He's silly, that Tigger, isn't he, thinking that rabbit's a trampoline?
Yeah. I think he's standing up because it's smiling at him, and I think the rabbit's cross me, Mrs. Roberts.
I think he is. I don't think he likes being a trampoline, does he?
No. That's why he's cross.
Mm-hmm.
Tigger was scared, and he was so scared, an owl haunted him because he was so scared in the night. Because he wanted to go home, and he wanted to go home very much. He wanted to go home very much, and Piglet was scared too. But the rabbit wasn't, Winnie the Pooh wasn't, and Owl wasn't. Only Tigger was. But Tigger wasn't scared, I think. That's why I'll hold him. Mrs. Rabbit.
Right.
And then they searched off to go away from the night. And the rabbit went like this, and they were all in a line. Tigger was at the back, they were in the middle, and they were in the front. And then they saw some bumblebees, and they tried to catch them. And then Tigger looked in the bush, and there were prickles. And then Tigger hurt himself.
I hope there's no red berries in that bush, Miss Cowley.
There were.
Were there? Oh.
He touched them and they ate it.
Oh, no. He'll get really poorly if he does that. Because what do? We don't eat red berries, do we?
No, only birds do.
That's right.
Mrs. Robert.
That's right.
And the end of the story, everyone cheered because Eeyore was there. He was there, he was there, and he was there!
Hooray!
The end.
That was a lovely story, Miss Cowley.
Do you want another one?
Yes, please, Miss Cowley. I like your stories.
Good. Now jump this one. Jump that one. Well, this is a storybook. It's about Thomas the Tank Engine. And who's that called?
He's called Henry.
Henry was up. He was so sad that he finally got on the other track. Can you read this for me, Mrs. Roberts?
Yes, okay, I'll read this book. Right. This is Poor Henry Has Broken Down. The troublesome trucks have pushed him off the track. The fat controller says that Diesel will take Henry's place while he's being repaired. So that means that he needs to be fixed. When the fat controller sees how good I am, he'll get rid of steam engines once and for all, Diesel says to the troublesome trucks. That's Diesel there. And those two there are the troublesome trucks. The trucks have an idea.
But he's naughty.
Yeah, he is a bit naughty. He looks a bit grumpy as well, doesn't he?
He is grumpy because I think he doesn't like Thomas.
No.
And all his friends.
That's not very nice, is it?
No.
Diesel tries to push all the trucks at the same time. He thinks he's the world's strongest engine.
Can he not?
No, he thinks he's very strong, but he's not that strong. But he doesn't know that the trucks have their brakes on. Push, push, shout the trucks. Diesel pushes as hard as he can, but the trucks do not move. Then he tries pulling them. He pulls so hard that his coupling snaps, and he shoots over the quayside into Bulstrode the barge. The trucks laugh and laugh.
Why?
Because he's fallen over. Because he was being silly, thinking he was the world's strongest engine. Henry arrives back at the docks. He has been repaired. He's coupled to the trucks and the shunt has released the brakes. Henry pulls away as easy as pie and all the engines cheer. That'll teach Diesel a lesson, says Percy. Yes, for once those troublesome trucks have done us a favour, laughs Thomas. And that's it. Did you like that story, Bear?
She did.
She did, that's good.
How many is there?
How many what?
Pages,
about five.
Let's see, is she right? One, two, three, four, five! You're right, Mrs. Robert.
That's because I'm a teacher and I know things.
Yep, And I'm a teacher.
And you know things too, don't you?
Yep.
What things do you know, Miss Cowley?
I know everything. And when people be naughty in this class, I will take them home.
Right. So, children, you must remember that if you're naughty in the class, you get taken home.
But Bear isn't.
No, Bear's...
She is.
Is she? Is that pony naughty?
Yep.
What's she done?
She sit next to Berry and she nearly sat on her head.
She nearly sat on her head? Oh dear, that's not very good, is it?
No. So we have to put this pony back where she lives.
Go on then, Miss Kelly, you take her home.
I think her home is there.
I think so too.
You must go home because you nearly sat on Berry's head and she's crying.
And we don't like children that are naughty, do we?
And fighting.
Was she fighting as well, Miss Cowley?
Yep.
Oh dear. That really is not good, is it? We'll have our cross face on. We'll have our sad face on, won't we?
Yep. I will have a sad face and you will. What you missus? Who you called?
Mrs. Roberts?
Won't you, Mrs. Roberts?
I will have my sad face on, yes.
And you're cross.
And I'm cross too, yes. We'll have to have a word with her mummy, won't we?
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. I'm going to talk to her mummy and you stay here and look after the children.
Okay then, okay? I will do. Here's her mummy here. Miss Callie, her mummy's here.
Piglet.
Yeah, Piglet can be the mummy.
You know what? Your baby has been very naughty. Whee! Go on. She has been very naughty and she has been kicking, fighting.
I know, we're not very happy we've got our sad face on today because we don't like fighting in our class, do we?
No! I'm going to take you home now.
Bye.
We're going to go home.
There we go, Bear. It's okay, she's gone home now.
She's gone home with his mummy, don't worry. And if she comes to class again, she might kick her.
Oh dear, that's not nice, is it?
No.
We won't let that happen, will we? We'll make sure they don't sit near each other. Does she need to put some more makeup on?
Yeah. Yes, Mrs. Roberts.
Right.
Because you need more. Mrs. Roberts.
Yes, Miss Cowley.
I have got my sad face on.
You have, yes. And so have I.
Because she has been kicking and fighting and pushing her.
And that's just not nice, is it?
No.
Right, does anybody need to go to the toilet?
She does.
Does she need to go to the toilet?
No, where?
Toilet's over there.
Okay, go to the toilet. Quick. Pretend it's just the toilet.
Okay.
And all the babies have to get out because she needs the toilet. She has to go in because that's the toilet.
Right.
Anyone else need to go to the toilet?
Anybody else needs to go to the toilet? Can I go to the toilet too?
Well, do you need it?
Yes.
Do you need the poo or a wee?
A wee.
Okay. Wee. Put you down like that.
We're finished.
Baby's finished. Good girl. Wee. Have you flushed the toilet? Okay. Flush. So you can sit back on your chair.
They don't need to wash their hands?
Well, Barry's not got any hands because she's got claws.
Oh, right.
She's got claws, okay. so she doesn't need to wash her hands.
Right.
So have you finished? Good girl. Wash your hands, take your gloves off, then put your gloves on. One, two, three.
Good stuff. Everybody's all done. Right, what do we do next, Miss Cowley?
The baby has come.
The baby has come?
Yep. She is here.
Oh.
It's the baby.
Hello, baby. What's the baby's name?
She is called Baby Timp. She's called Baby Timp.
Timp?
Yeah.
That's a funny name.
And she has come to this nursery.
Yeah.
I mean school.
Yes.
To see all the children in this class. To see they're nice to the baby.
Yes.
That's why the baby has come.
Right.
Because tomorrow, another baby will come.
Really? Are we going to have two babies in our class?
Yep.
Wow.
Tomorrow, Baby's going to be a baby. Mini Princess is going to be a baby. Doggy's going to be a baby because she's in our class.
Right.
So put him in her class. Our class. Because you're a big girl, aren't you? Not school.
Oopsie-daisy.
Would you to sit?
Shall I sit the dog down?
Okay. I got Mr. Roberts. Okay. Baby needs to go to bed. Here you go. The baby is going to sleep in our class.
Right.
Because we got a small bed, haven't we?
We do.
Mrs. Roberts.
That's for tired children, is it?
Yeah, that's for tired children. This is for tired. This is for tired children. And that is our bed.
Mm.
That's our bed.
Is that for children to be doing lots of running and playing?
Yep, when babies run. My phone hurt. Because this baby has run very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And she hurt her knee trying to see it.
Oh dear. Has she fallen over?
Yeah, look.
Oh dear. Oh.
So she has to go in the baby bed because we got a baby bed, haven't we?
We do have a baby bed, yes.
At this class. Because everyone at this class, when they need the toilet, they need to go in that toilet.
Right.
Because the baby is sleeping. Yeah. And this is a baby bed.
It is.
Not the toilet.
No.
Do you want me to show you where the toilet is? It is here.
Right. Okie dokie.
There. Because if they can't walk, I'll carry them.
Right. Okay. Kay. That sounds good.
Whose bag is this?
I think it's Bear's. Bear's bag.
You better put this in your box. In your bag. Where you put all your stuff in. You need to look and listen.
That's right. You need to look and listen to Miss Cowley.
Okay. Mrs. Roberts, getting cold.
You're getting cold?
No, are you Mrs. Roberts?
No, I'm fine, thank you, Miss Cowley. I'm nice and warm.
Well, we need to get a chair too. I'm going to get my pillows.
No, it's all right, Hannah. Don't get your pillows down, darling.
I'm getting this down because it's squashy.
Winnie the Pooh?
No.
Oh.
This is my special chair.
Is it?
Yep.
I see.
This is when teachers don't have a chair.
Right. Okay. Is it like a cushion?
Yep, it's a cushion.
Good.
Do you want a cushion?
I'm fine, thank you, Miss Cowley.
No. I'm going to brush all the children's hair.
Right.
And if you don't, I won't. Do you have something?
Okay. Don't brush too hard because all her fair's coming off. Maybe she just pretend to brush.
Brush, brush, brush.
That's a good idea.
Say what?
Okay.
Your hair is done. Do you have hair? No. Do you have hair? No. Okay. Have you got hair?
What do you think?
Yes, you have. So over your head. There we are.
Thank you.
Now let me brush my hair.
Oh, you look so pretty now, Miss Cowley.
Thank you, and I have magic wands for everyone. These are for the children.
Right.
This one is a very long one. This one doesn't work.
Right.
Because this has not got no batteries in, has it not, Mrs. Roberts?
It doesn't, no.
No? Where are you going, Mrs. Roberts? Mrs. Roberts, where is Mrs.?
I'm back.
Where did you go, Mrs. Roberts?
I just had to check something. I thought I heard a noise outside and I thought someone had fallen over. But it's okay, there's no children that have fallen over. I thought I heard someone crying.
Do you know?
Yes.
Pretend a cat is stuck in the tree.
A cat is stuck in the tree. Oh, Miss Cowley, there's a cat that's stuck in the tree.
No, the tree's out there. Oh, let me get it. I'll be back in 2 minutes, okay?
Right.
I'm just going to get the cat down.
Miss Cowley, the baby's crying for you. Oh, she's back, Bear. Hello, Miss Cowley.
You know,
the bear was crying for you.
Where's she?
Yeah. It was okay, Bear. I told you. She's just gone to get a cat out of the tree.
There's a doggy in the tree.
No way. No, I think it's all right. I know who could go and get the dog from the tree. The fireman.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because firemen can do that because they've got big long ladders, haven't they?
Yeah. And I have a special big long ladder.
Do you?
Do you want to see it? Minnie is my very long ladder.
Mickey.
He is my very long ladder.
Is he?
Yep.
Isn't that your ladder there?
Oh yeah, that's my ladder. Because that is the tree.
Right.
That's the tree.
Uh-huh.
And Minnie is Mickey's daddy.
Right.
Because he came to our school today and show us. And he told her what to do at home.
I see.
And he learned everything because he's a little boy now because he comes to our school today.
Wow.
Because he's a big boy and everyone doesn't know that he's big.
Right.
Everyone doesn't know that he's big.
Nobody knows that he's big?
No.
Oh.
Because he's very big with the children.
Right.
He is bigger because Barry is bigger than him. She's just small. She's just small.
Yeah. This is Barry's first day today, Mickey.
Yeah. And she's 7. And this bear is 10.
Wow.
She's 10 years old.
Wow, 10 years old.
And he is 25 old.
Is he 25 years old?
Yep.
Gosh, he is old coming to school, isn't he?
Yep. He has come to school for a lovely day to speak to Mrs. Bingham in nursery.
Right.
Because that is nursery.
Yeah.
So let's take you back to nursery. Good. Mrs. Roberts.
Yes, Miss Cowley.
Would you like to sit here?
Okay then. Would you like me to sit there?
Okay, you can sit there. Sit there. And all the children have to look and listen. They all have to look and listen. Do you want to come to school? Trying to come to school. Don't do. Then Mrs. Roberts has to talk like the lady bird does.
Okay then.
Do you want to come to school?
Yes, please.
Okay, where do you want to sit? Because
can I sit with you, Miss Cowley?
Do you?
I like you, Miss Cowley.
Well, you have to sit over there where all the big children is. And then she's scared and she's crying.
I'm scared. Oh dear.
Well, do you want to sit behind them? Do you want to?
Does she want to?
Oh, she wants to sit behind. But she wants to sit here so she can see it.
Right.
Emma, these for you. Oh, thank you. She brought us a new cushion.
Did she?
Yeah.
That is very kind, isn't it?
Thank you. You can sit on this because it's a big one.
Okay, then.
Here you go.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, yes, that's a very comfortable cushion.
And this is my cushion.
Right, what do we do now, Miss Cowley?
Oh.
What are we doing now? What's our next lesson?
Our next lesson is the caterpillar. This ladybird had hurt herself.
Has she?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, have you hurt your knee? Wait, put them up in and then your knee will get better. Now, everyone... That ladybird has come to our school today. What happens when they all be nursing Mrs. Roberts?
We put them in the windowsill?
No.
What happens?
We put them on the red mat.
We put them on the red mat?
Yeah, because... I'm trying the red mat. Oh, pretend this is the red mat.
Okay. Or should we call it the yellow mat?
This is the red mat.
Okay, right. It's the red mat.
I'll turn it upside down. Mummy, look. I mean, Mrs. Roberts, mm-hmm. It's Winnie the Pooh holding it. Make a funny noise. Who wants this blanket on if they're tired? Barry's tired.
Is he? Is she, I mean? There's a lot of tired children in our class, isn't there, Mrs. Yeah. Cowley?
Yep.
Tired children and children that hurt themselves. We've had two people that have hurt their knees now, haven't we?
Yeah, well, two people. And she wants to lie down for a bit.
Does she?
Because I think she's tired.
I see.
So, I'm going to put... She's not tired anymore. So I took the blanket off her. Who wants to sit on the shell mat?
Does anybody want to sit on the yellow mat?
I think... Barry...
I want to sit on the yellow mat.
Well, you don't have to be an elephant. You have to be a mouse and a dog and a bear.
Oh. But I want to sit on the yellow mat.
Well, elephants can't sit on the yellow mat because they're animals. And we don't have animals in our class. We have animals in Better School.
Better School?
Better School. That's right, an actual better school. We don't want elephants in our class.
No. Naughty those elephants, aren't they?
Yep. I think Barry and Minnie Mouse is going to sit on this yellow mat. And Doggy is going to sit on the red mat because he didn't look and listen.
Did he not? Well, that's just not good at all, is it?
Come on, sit here.
If you don't look and listen, you don't learn.
Yeah, that's right, Doggy. If you don't learn and listen, you don't come to this school. So, Mrs. Roberts, can you see a red book?
I can see a red mat over there.
There?
Yeah.
Okay, this is the red mat. This writing in, it says, this is the red mat when people are being shouting and not listening. So he has been shouting out. He put his hands up so he can ask me and then he shouted out.
Well, that's just not good manners, is it?
No, that's not good manners. It's not Mrs. Roberts.
It's not Miss Cowley.
Now put you on that little mat.
I don't know what we're going to do today.
We are going to do the register.
Okay, let's do the register.
Okay.
Okay, Miss Cowley, you do the register. I'm ready.
Okay. Sit there. Because the babies are going to come to this nursery
today.
They
are. And we want everybody to be well behaved for the babies, don't we?
You need to behave. No. Oh, the register is on here. So let's see.
Here we go. There's a register.
Thanks. Now, have you got a pen? No? This is the pen.
Right.
Okay. Let me open the register. Is Barry here?
Yes.
Yes. Say, yes, Mrs. Cowley.
Yes, Miss Cowley.
Is
Minnie Mouse?
Is Minnie Mouse here?
Yes, Miss Cowley. Is
Elephant here? No, she's gone to a different school.
She has gone to a different school.
Because she's gone to a better school.
A better school, right.
Is
Do you mean better or bigger school?
Bigger school.
Bigger school, yeah.
Doggy.
Yes, Miss Cowley.
Say, yes, Miss Cowley.
Yes, Miss Cowley.
Is even the kangaroo here?
No.
No, so we're doing German.
We're doing German, right. Yeah.
Ole! Ole! You have to say ole.
Ole.
Ole! You have to say ole, Mrs. Because I'm being Mrs. Roberts.
Right, okay.
And you're Mrs. Cathy.
Mrs. Cowley.
You're Mrs. Cowley.
Yeah.
You're Mrs. Cowley. Okay.
Cathy. Okay.
Is Ole.
Ole.
Ole is Birdie here. No.
No. What do you mean by Ole?
Ole is a special word that you used to do in German.
In German? Do you mean Spanish?
Mummy, we're Spanish. We're doing Spanish lessons.
How do you say hello in Spanish? Do you know?
Yep.
How?
I don't know.
Dora says it, doesn't she? Hola.
Yo, hola.
That's hello in Spanish.
So, is Barry here?
Ole.
No, you don't say ole.
Oh, what'd you say?
He has to say.
Yes, Mrs. Roberts.
No, he has to say, good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Is Minnie here?
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Is... Oh, you're coming to this class too. We forgot you, haven't we? You big elephant. No, now sit down. Now sit down. Here it is.
Oh, are you alright, darling? Oh. Want to kiss it better?
No.
Okay.
Is Joshua here?
No, Mrs. Roberts.
Where the elephant's Joshua.
Oh, yes, Joshua's here, Mrs. Roberts.
Just say, good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Is Barry here?
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Is Minnie here?
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Is... Have done you, Joshua?
You've done Joshua, yes.
Good. Is Dora? Oh, she is. Where are you, Dora? Where are you?
There she is, Mrs. Roberts. Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
No, she is back. Oh, my God, Dora. Is Dora here?
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Good. Is Joshua here?
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Is Mrs. Cathy here?
Good morning, Mrs. Roberts.
See?
Everybody is here.
Wait. I have to do... Mrs. Cathy Cowley, can you sit next to the baby? Because I think she's scared when people are alone.
Okay, then, Mrs. Roberts, I'll sit next to Barry.
Is Mrs. Cathy here?
I'm here. Yes, Mrs. Morning, Mrs. Cowley. Morning, Mrs. Roberts.
Is Joshua here?
Yes, I think we've done the register now, haven't we? I think everybody's here now.
Is Minnie here? Yes, you are.
Right, Hannah, I think we need to go downstairs, darling.
No.
Tifa, we can play when we come back.
I want to play in here a bit.
Oh, no, but we've played for a bit. Should we go downstairs? We'll have our tea and then we can play again, okay?
Okay, children.
Okay, children, we're going to go down and have some food now.
Come on, children.
What are you doing with them?
Do you want to come downstairs?
Can they not wait here for us?
Just wait. She needs a shoe.
Who needs her shoe? Oh, she'll be all right. She can lean against the cupboard.
Okay. Sit there. Sit there. Here you go. Where do you want to sit?
In the middle next to Barry.
No, I don't think so. Can you move up a
little bit? I thought they were becoming quite good friends.
We've got nice friends today.
Right, okay, we shall see you in a minute. See you when we've finished our tea.
See ya. And we have our dessert and then we are going to come back, okay?
Yep, see you in a bit.
See you in a bit, children. Stay in class and then I'm going to scare Mrs. Roberts and Mrs. Cathy will come back if you're crying, okay? Children, okay?